All right, 7:40 our time on this Monday morning. That means it's time for our Made in Michigan Monday. There is nothing more uniquely Michigan than the Thanksgiving parade that occurs in Detroit each and every Thanksgiving morning. I think most of us have fond memories of either visiting the parade and enjoying it or watching it on TV. This year is very, very different, but the show must go on. Joining us right now, the CEO of the parade company, Tony Michaels. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning.
What a roller
different year.
Oh,
different
roller coaster year. It has been, hasn't it?
It has. It really has. But, hey, our job is to make sure with our partners at WDIV and all the stations across the state that, you know, that there's a great parade to watch. And we worked a long weekend, and there's a lot of production that we did. And I think everyone's going to enjoy what they see.
Well, we can't wait to watch and see it. This year is not a year to go down and watch the parade. So how are you going to do this?
Well, you know, the announcers will be live, of course. You know, Devin and Kim and Rhonda and Evrod. We've taped a substantial amount of footage. There's going to be a couple of live scenes, surprises. And we've pieced together all of our phenomenal sponsors and the new floats, the existing floats. And it will be a great show. It really will.
I bet it will. I mean, you've got so many great floats. I remember being down there one year talking to a family that said that their tradition is always to come to the staging area about 6 a.m. and just look at all the floats, go home, make a big Thanksgiving breakfast, and watch the parade on TV and see all the floats that they had just looked at in the staging area.
Yeah, it is great down there. Boy, I you know, hey, our job is to make sure that people wake up and they get to see this 94-year tradition. And yeah, all of those things are going to be missed, but we'll be back next year bigger and better than ever, you know, with our presenting sponsor, Gardner White, and all of our great companies and all our great volunteers and all the great people who do and help us get through this.
It really is a uniquely Michigan event, isn't it?
Yeah, it is truly, I call it the event. I mean, everything is great. You know, the Grand Prix on Belle Isle and everything is so good. The Jazz Festival, all these great events and so on. But this is that one that really tugs on the heartstrings, and it's that memory that you have every single year. And, you know, it won't be the same on Woodward, no question, but it'll be pretty close to the same when you turn on your television.
Yeah, and that's what's going to mean a lot to people that are going to be watching for sure. You mentioned some new floats and some new things. What are some of the new things that we're going to see this year?
Yeah, we've got, of course, our brand-new presenting sponsor, Gardner White, with a great, great new float. We've got Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan with a whole new float, virtual to reality. We have a combo float, which is just phenomenal. It's the W.K. Kellogg Foundation and Kresge Foundation who teamed up, and we built them a Hope Starts Here float, and also the Skillman Foundation. So we've got four new floats in a mix of another 20 or so that people are really going to enjoy. These are creations. They really are. The best in the nation, you know, when it comes to this type of building.
It really is. I mean, it's just phenomenal. And you mentioned the volunteers. I mean, you couldn't do this without all the people that volunteer to be a part of the parade every year.
Yeah, you know, normally we have 3,000 volunteers. 3,000. And we wrote them a note last Thursday and said, thank you so much, because the plan was set. We were going to, you know, broadcast live right from downtown without a crowd. We had it all boxed out. And then the new ruling came down, and we sent a note to all of our great volunteers and said, look, we will see you for the Ford fireworks, and we'll see you for the parade next year. And they were just great. They're just great, great people.
Yeah. Yeah.
So many great, great pieces to this event. There really is.
Well, there really are, because it's more than just a parade. I mean, the parade itself is fantastic, the floats and the bands and everything else. But, I mean, there are just so many other components to it along the way, the live performances, the it's such a huge spectacle.
Yeah, it really is. And, boy, you know, I it's odd because last Friday would have been Hobnobble Gobble.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that we hold at Ford Field, and it was kind of strange just sitting there in front of you and, okay, this was Hobnobble, and now we're off to the parade. But, you know, we're getting it done. We have such a great team at the parade company, and it was a long weekend, I will tell you that. We shot a lot of things with WDIV, and I think people are really going to enjoy what they're going to see. They really are.
Yeah, I think it will probably look a lot the same to people. I mean, obviously, it's going to be different. You're not going to see families standing along Woodward and watching the parade. But a lot of those components will be there, won't they?
Yeah, they really will. And we just want everyone to have a great Thanksgiving and turn on the television and feel great with your families.
Most importantly,
it's been a strange year.
It has been such a strange year. But the most important part of the parade is the end of the parade, because that's when the guest of honor arrives. Is he going to be included this year?
We have a surprise. We have a little surprise. So stay tuned. of course he's coming to town, but it's going to be a little different. I think you're going to enjoy it. I really do.
All right. Well, we can't wait. We'll be watching on Thursday morning, Tony. Thanks for all you and the staff and all the volunteers do in putting on this parade every year. It's something we really do look forward to each and every Thanksgiving.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you. Enjoy.
Take care. Bye-bye.